And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner at the Norwalk Softball Diamond on Wednesday night, following a doubleheader sweep by Norwalk over Indianola, and joined now by Norwalk softball players.
Bailey Birmingham.
Nia Holbert.
Maddie Golian.
And a big two wins for you guys tonight. The first one came a little easy, 11-1 in four innings. The second one, you had to come back. You were down 5-4 going to the bottom of the seventh inning. You come back and win it 6-5. How big was this sweep for you guys tonight to stay just one game back of DCG in the conference standings?
Yeah, this night was a long time waiting. I mean, after we dropped that one at their place, we were really eager to just get to play them again. We knew next time we got to play them at home and two games. So we came out with a lot of energy in the first game. And then, yeah, they kind of came back in the second game, but we were able to find a way to win, and that's what we do.
Yeah, it was really big. I think we came back with a lot of energy after we played them last time at their place. First one went really well, but we all knew they were going to come back with a lot of energy. I feel like that's how they usually are. They always come back with a pretty good team, but we came back at them.
Yeah, I feel like this night was a pretty big night. It gave us the upper hand being at home, and the energy, we brought it back from being at their place. And, yeah.
How much confidence did you have going to the bottom of the seventh? You're down just one run. You guys have been in these situations so many times.
Yeah, it was fun knowing that we were at the top of the lineup. I mean, that's when we're best, in my opinion. I think that we have a great leadoff hitter and got a couple good ones after that. So we were in a good spot. Knowing we're down one in the bottom of the seventh, top of the order, it's not much better than that.
Yeah, I felt confident starting off at the top. I knew, like, as soon as I got on base, I had hitters after me. That would get me in, and then it would keep going from there.
I was very confident going into the last inning, knowing that I had my teammates in front of me that are able to hit the ball, and getting up to the plate, no big deal, done it a bunch of times.
Right.
Yeah.
The game is tied. Carly Brewer hits the sacrifice fly. Nia, you slide in head first on that, so that ties the game up. On the same play, you were heads up, Bailey, to get to second, tag up. So you're at second, so there's one out. Maddie's coming up. Were you guys a little surprised they pitched to Maddie?
I was a little surprised. Yeah, I mean, four hole hitter, and yeah, it surprised me a little. With an open bag, I thought they would maybe put her on, see what the others can do.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely surprised me. I thought they were smart, maybe put in another pitcher, but
wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And Maddie, your thoughts on, you know, being pitched to there in that situation?
Yeah, I felt pretty confident with how I was at the plate. I didn't have any scaredness going on, nervousness. Yeah, felt good.
Well, let's talk about that play. You kind of hit a high two hopper. Second baseman came on, couldn't quite field it, got away. And Bailey, you're coming to third base. And when did you pick up Coach Livingston waving you home?
Well, right off the bat, I knew it was a chopper, so I knew it was going to be a tough play. I just ran hard to third, saw Coach Livingston keep me going, and just went home. I mean, there was nothing to lose. It was a tie game, so dove in.
What's the feeling of diving into home plate head first to win a game?
It was really fun. I think I've done that one other time. It's great, especially just to win in the bottom of the seventh. It's really fun.
So the big sweep, and unbelievably, you guys do it tonight with no extra base hits. All your hits were singles. You had a lot of walks in there as well. You guys are known for your power, but show it tonight. You could do it, get it done with a little small ball too.
Yeah, I think it just kind of showed that we can win in different ways. Like you said, I guess I didn't even realize we didn't have any extra base hits, but that just shows. I mean, we had quite a few. We drew a couple walks and hit by pitches. So just finding other ways to get on rather than home runs or doubles every single time is how you win games too.
Yeah, I think us being patient with each pitcher just gave us an upper hand. Instead of being super aggressive like we usually are, I think it was good to get some walks in.
Anything to add, Maddie, on that one?
Not really. I think they covered it.
Well, let's look ahead. I mean, you've got a big day coming up on Thursday. You're going to finish a game with Oskaloosa in the morning at 9 o'clock. Hopefully you get that over soon. You hit the road. You go to Dallas Center Grimes, third game with them. It's kind of the rubber match. You split the doubleheader. You're one game back. You need that one. Tell me about your thoughts coming in with a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It'll be a little wonky day finishing that game first, but I think it'll get us up and going. We all know what's at stake tomorrow with DCG. It'll be a big one. It's a big rivalry. So I think we're all just really excited to get back over there again. Like, we were really close in the first one with them here at home. So it's going to be a great game, and I think we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think getting the Aussie game kind of out of the way and then going into DCG with a lot of energy. We went into the games tonight with a lot of energy, which I think, like, helped us out a lot. So just going into the DCG game tomorrow with a bunch of energy.
I think think keeping the energy high from the wins tonight will keep us going in the morning and throughout the day and get the win.
Before I let you go, I want to talk to you about one of the other seniors on the team, Carly Brewer. Comes in relief in game two and ran into a situation in the seventh. Bases loaded, nobody out. She gets out of it with three ground balls. Just what was your impressions of her being able to escape that situation and keep it a one-run game?
Yeah, I think that just shows how good she is, how comfortable she is on the mound. It shows that, like, she's not going to let her team down, and she was doing everything she could. I can't imagine. That's a lot of pressure. But I just think that shows how bad she wants to win. She kept her composure, got two ground balls and a pop-up. So that's all we needed, and she did a great job. It's really fun playing behind her because I always have a bunch of confidence in her.
Yeah, I think she did great. I can't imagine what that feeling's like, having bases loaded and no outs, but she keeps it calm every time, and she always does it.
Yep, I was very confident in her. I didn't have any doubts that she wasn't going to put away the team and finish it off. I know that we have a great defense to back her up if anything were to happen, but she took care of it.
So you got that big one coming up tomorrow, a chance to tie DCG for the conference, essentially probably the conference title. Where does the conference title rank on your list of goals for the year?
It's got to be number three for me, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the first goal for me is always win state championship. But before you do that, you have to make the state, which would put conference title in third. So Obviously, for sure, conference is always the regular season goal. But then after that, worry about state. But they're all really big three in my brain. I kind of have them all at one. But, yeah, good question.
Yeah, it's nice to have a goal during the regular season, and winning conference is definitely a big goal. And then after that, moving on to our goal to making it state and then also winning state.
Yeah, I'd put that one at number one. It's our regular season goal. It's our biggest one that we have to take care of first, and then on to the next of winning our regional games and going to state, winning state.
So take one at a time, you're saying?
Yep.
All right, girls, that's Norwalk seniors Bailey Birmingham, Nia Holbert, and Maddie Gullion after a big sweep of Indianola tonight. Thanks for your time, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.